Well, howdy, I'm really crazy tonight. I'm crazy every night, actually, but don't tell anybody, will ya? So this is just my belief, but I believe that the experiment where femons can do anything a man can do and do it a lot better in absolutely everything, it appears, I believe has been shown to be a bit of a farce, don't you think? And it should be terminated now. The way things are nowadays, femons seem to be sorry they were femons or are femons. They seem to be angry about it for some reason, and it seems to be all the man's fault. The facts are is that men have different job on the planet than the femon does. The femons were made to have babies and to nurture and bring up the children. I'm sure there's still some around that do that. Yes, I know that femons are getting their cats and their little toy dogs and everything to replace their children, but it's just not the same, is it? And from my experience, what I've seen a lot of femons who are in man jobs, supposedly. They're not doing very well. And it's because they're quite selfish femons. And they turn everything into them. It's all about them. And you see that especially in femon politicians. They seem to be forgetting why they're there. They're there for the people. But the power goes to their heads and they start making things up as they go along. In fact, opposite to what the people really want. And they use their position all the time to push femons and downgrade men. And maybe these femon politicians believe in this and that, but what do the people believe? What do the people want? But most femons overrule the people because, as we know, femons know best. There's very few femon politicians that I know are good politicians. Because I think most of them are there, all for the wrong reasons. They're there to enhance femons and themselves. Basically, only half the population she's representing. And since femons have become more prevalent in the politics, you see a lot of degradation and drama being caused. And more time seems to be spent on that than what the issues are for the people. Men aren't perfect, of course, but I do believe they make far better politicians. And of course you could say they're all the same, but they are necessary, the way we've made the world. And a lot of these femons are in politics because the quota system, they had to tick a box, regardless of whether that person can do the job or not. And that was also brought about by another femon movement, so that they could get into jobs without even qualifying for them. Oh, you older guys, you remember the days when you went for a job and you got hired because you could actually do the job and you were the right candidate for that job? And it didn't matter where you were from, as long as you could speak the language in that country well enough. I don't know, I think the next job I'm going to go for one that's really highly paid and I'm not really qualified for. And all I'm going to do is wear a dress, some high heels, a makeup, and a wig. Anyway, guys out there, just let me know what you think about femon politicians. And as I'm talking on the microphone here, I can hear fireworks in the background. I don't remember anything supposed to be happening tonight. I don't know, maybe we're being bombed. And once again, thank you for listening. And I know sometimes I sound like a bitter old man, but I'm not. I'm living the dream. Just like you. Take it easy.